Right there, hidden in the sermon, he put his finger on one of our most painful and persistent areas of wounding, that of rejection. And he showed us how to escape and be healed. Lovely, isn't it, the way he finds us out in order to make us whole. He is altogether lovely. Sometimes, though, it isn't only rejection that is the source of our problem with judging others. So we need thoroughly to explore this whole area of making judgments and taking snapshots about situations and people and coming to negative conclusions. Sometimes it's the lens through which we perceive things that's our problem. So this message is for those of you who don't have a serious rejection issue, but recognise you do have a fallen nature which conflicts with the nature of Christ. Suspicion is fallen discernment. It's the easiest thing in the world to judge and criticise others because we're suspicious of them. Suspicion doesn't take any gifting or scholarship at all. We take a snapshot of a situation, we're suspicious, and bingo, we make a judgment. The hard part is to see as Jesus sees and let go of our preconceived ideas and prejudices. Some of us are like Simon the Pharisee. He looked on the outward, not the inward too. Find the story in Luke 7, 36 to 39. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at the table of the Pharisees, she brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who'd invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." Here then is a prostitute, weeping, washing the feet of Jesus, and the Pharisee who holds himself apart as righteous, judging both her and Jesus. Her for her lifestyle, and Jesus too. After all, he reasons within himself, if he doesn't recognise who this is that's doing such an intimate service for him, he can't be a prophet, in the eyes of a Pharisee anyway. Jesus, however, has something to say to him. And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." So he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor, had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii and the other 50, and when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. "Tell me, therefore, which one of them will love him more?" Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." He said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she's washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since I came in." You have rightly judged. Point taken, I think. Inference here is your first judgment was off base. Simon looked at the circumstance, knew the woman's reputation, how she made her living, despised her, and made a judgment about both her and Jesus, and he was wrong on both counts. Makes you think, doesn't it, about how you see people and situations around you. Is it the same as he sees, I wonder? This is how he sees you and what he would say to you. It's my perception of you that must govern your life. I am your inheritance and you are mine. My glory is what I want you to experience. You were chosen with all foreknowledge to live a life blameless before me. Accept that you are accepted. Heaven is open. Your response releases my provision. Live in the yes of your God. I created you to fully belong to me. My presence will reveal and provide everything you need. Live in me. It's done. It's done. It's done. I love every connection I have with you. My glory is what I want you to experience. In light of this, do Do you need to examine the way you see other people and repent? Change your mind? I'll leave you with the question.